Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Rambam Ram Goldhar and Theorem of Zechus Nazir Daf Samach, the 8th Perek, Shnei Nazirim. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the Mishnah taught that a Nazir who may be Tamei and additionally may be a confirmed Metzora made Kachim after 60 days when he's definitely no longer a Metzora and drink wine after 120 days. A Braisa details the Karbanis brought at the shaving after every 30 days. Although Metzora and Nazir Tamei do not require 30 days, he must wait because he may be a Nazir Tahor. At the first shaving, he brings birds for the Metzora possibility. There's no concern of unnecessary kabbanah since it's done outside the Beis HaMikdash. A bird chattas for the Nazir Tami possibility, and an animal ola for the Nazir Tower possibility, without which he cannot shave. Shnia may be chattas a'ofa os behema. At the second shaving, he brings a bird chattas and an animal ola. Here, the bird chattas functions as the carbon for a Nazir Tami or for the second shaving of a Metzora. Although normally requiring an animal, he impoverishes himself to be eligible for bird chattas, which can be brought out of doubt. Having completed the tzaras process, he may now eat kachim. At the third shaving, he brings a bird chattas for tuma and an animal oil for nazir tahor. And at the fourth shaving, having accommodated all other possibilities, he brings all three karbanas of a nazir tahor. Point number two, if he was a tamei safek, umuchot vadai, possibly tamei and definitely a confirmed metzora, he may kachim after 8 days. He may shave immediately for his saras, and the second shaving after 7 days, since he's a definite metzora, and he may drink wine and become tamei from the dead after 67 days, meaning two nazirus terms afterwards. Since he may not be tamei, he must wait 30 days before shaving. If he's a possible Metzora and definitely Tamei, he may kachim after 37 days. Since he may not be a Metzora, he must wait a week until he shaves as a Nazir Tamei, then wait a month, and completes Naziris after 74 days. In case he was a Metzora, he now waits a week to shave as a Nazir Tamei, and then the 30 days as a Nazir Tahor. If he's definitely both, he shaves immediately and again after 7 days as a Metzora, becoming permitted in Kachim after 8 days, then shaves after 7 days for Tumah, then 30 days thereafter to complete his Naziris after 44 days. And pointing with you, the Talmidim Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai asked him, Nazir Tahor Metzora, Maushi Galeach Tilachas Achas, Vo'ol Lolokan Lolokan. A Nazir Tahor who was a Metzora, can he shave one shaving and account for both obligations? Rabbi Shimon said he cannot, and this is the premise for our mission requiring 4 shavings, and explained, Iwazel Gadol, Zel Gadol, Zel Lahavir, Zel Lahavir Yafa Temomrim. Had each shaving been for the purpose of subsequent growth or to remove hair, you would be correct. Akshav Nazir Lahavir Umetzor Lagado, but now that the Nazir shaves only to remove, whereas the Metzor shaves to grow for the second shaving, one shaving cannot count for 2 different purposes. He explained that shaving also cannot be accomplished simultaneously for the Metzor's second shaving and a Nazir's, although both are for removing hair, because they are different in that a Metzor's shaving precedes his karbanas, whereas a Nazir's follows his karbanas. Finally, he said, a Metzor's first shaving and a Nazir's tummy shaving cannot be done simultaneously, although both are for subsequent growth and both precede their karbanas, because a Nazir's tummy shaving takes place after his tevila, whereas the Metzor's shaving precedes his tevila. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, the Mishnah taught that a Nazir who may be Tamei and additionally may be a confirmed Metzora may kachim after 60 days when he's definitely no longer a Metzora and drink wine after 120 days. A Braisa details the Karbanas brought at the shaving after every 30 days. Although Metzora and Nazir Tamei do not require 30 days, he must wait because he may be a Nazir Tahor. Tichlach is Rishonim may be Tzipurim b'chata za'ov o'os behema. At the first shaving, he brings birds for the Metzora possibility. There's no concern of unnecessary kabbanah since it's done outside the Beis HaMikdash. A bird chattas for the Nazir Tami possibility, and an animal ola for the Nazir Tower possibility, without which he cannot shave. Shnia may be chattas a'ov o'os behema. At the second shaving, he brings a bird chattas and an animal ola. Here, the bird chattas functions as the carbon for a Nazir Tami or for the second shaving of a Metzora. Although normally requiring an animal, he impoverishes himself to be eligible for bird chattas, which can be brought out of doubt. Having completed the tzaras process, he may now eat kachim. At the third shaving, he brings a bird chattas for tuma and an animal oil for nazir tahor. And at the fourth shaving, having accommodated all other possibilities, he brings all three karbanas of a nazir tahor. Point number two, if he was a tamei safek, umuchot vadai, possibly tamei and definitely a confirmed metzora, he may kachim after 8 days. He may shave immediately for his saras, and the second shaving after 7 days, since he's a definite metzora, and he may drink wine and become tamei from the dead after 67 days, meaning two nazirus terms afterwards. Since he may not be tamei, he must wait 30 days before shaving. If he's a possible Metzora and definitely Tameh, he may kachim after 37 days. Since he may not be a Metzora, he must wait a week until he shaves as a Nazir Tameh, then wait a month and completes Naziris after 74 days. In case he was a Metzora, he now waits a week to shave as a Nazir Tameh, and then the 30 days as a Nazir Tahor. If he's definitely both, he shaves immediately and again after 7 days as a Metzora, becoming permitted in Kachim after 8 days, then shaves after 7 days for Tumah, then 30 days thereafter to complete his Naziris after 44 days. And pointing with you, the Talmidim Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai asked him, Nazir Tahor Metzora, Mao Shei Galeach Tilachas Achas, Bo'ol Lo Lakan Lo Lakan. A Nazir Tahor who was a Metzora, can he shave one shaving and account for both obligations? Rabbi Shimon said he cannot, and this is the premise for our Mishnah requiring 4 shavings, and explained, Iwo Zel Gadol, Zel Gadol, Zel Lahavir, Zel Lahavir Yafa Atem Omrim. Had each shaving been for the purpose of subsequent growth or to remove hair, you would be correct. Akshav Nazir Lahavir Umetzor Gadol, but now that the Nazir shaves only to remove, whereas the Metzora shaves to grow for the second shaving, one shaving cannot count for 2 different purposes. He explained that shaving also cannot be accomplished simultaneously for the Metzora's second shaving and a Nazir's, although both are for removing hair, because they are different in that a Metzora's shaving precedes his Karbanas, whereas a Nazir's follows his Karbanas. Finally, he said, a Metzora's first shaving and a Nazir's tummy shaving cannot be done simultaneously, although both are for subsequent growth and both precede their Karbanas, because a Nazir's tummy shaving takes place after his Tevila, whereas the Metzora's shaving precedes his Tevila. All right, so now we go to our Simra Dav Samech, and this Simra was suggested to us by Eli Tabari from Texas and by Joe Mann from New Jersey. They both suggested that Samech is a smiley face, and we use smiley face stickers. So here goes. The Nazir, who was a Safek Tameh and Safek Metzora Muchlat, and was proud wearing 4 hairy smiley face stickers that he received for bringing the right Karbanas after each of his 4 shavings, coached the Safek Tameh, who was a Muchlat Vadai, on what he needed to do to get his stickers, and told the Nazir Tahor, who was a Metzora, that 1 shaving for both will not do. Once again, it's a motion. The Nazir, who was a Safek Tameh and Safek Metzora Muchlat, and was proud wearing 4 hairy smiley face stickers. Smiley face stickers? That must be learned off Samech. The Nazir, who was a Safek Tameh and Safek Metzora Muchlat, and was proud wearing 4 hairy smiley face stickers that he received for bringing the right Karbanas after each of his 4 shavings, which reminds us the Gemara discusses the Karbanas brought over 120 days by a Nazir who was possibly Tameh and a Metzora after each of his 4 shavings. So, the Nazir was a Safek Tameh and Safek Metzora Muchlat, and was proud wearing 4 hairy smiley face stickers that he received for bringing the right Karbanas after each of his 4 shavings, coached the Safek Tameh, who was a Muchlat Vadai, on what he needed to do to get his stickers. Which reminds us, the Gemara discusses the Karbanas brought if a Nazir was possibly Tameh and definitely a confirmed Metzora, if he's possibly Metzora and definitely Tameh, or if he's definitely both. So, the Nazir was a Safek Tameh and Safek Metzora Muchlat, and was proud wearing 4 hairy smiley face stickers that he received for bringing the right Karbanas after each of his 4 shavings, coached the Safek Tameh, who was a Muchlat Vadai, on what he needed to do to get his stickers, and told the Nazir Tahor, who was a Metzora, that 1 shaving for both will not do. Which reminds us, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai explained to his Talmidim why Nazir Tahor, who is a Metzora, cannot have 1 shaving account for both obligations. He explained that had each shaving been for the purposes of subsequent growth or to remove hair, 1 shaving would work. But now that the Nazir shaves only to remove, whereas the Metzora shaves to grow for the second shaving, 1 shaving cannot count for 2 different purposes. So once again, the Nazir was a Safek Tameh and Safek Metzora Muchlat, and was proud wearing 4 hairy smiley face stickers that he received for bringing the right Karbanas after each of his 4 shavings, coached the Safek Tameh, who was a Muchlat Vadai, on what he needed to do to get his stickers, and told the Nazir Tahor, who was a Metzora, that 1 shaving for both will not do. All right, so now it's time for 4 Blah Bach Hazar. Daf Nun Vav. So the Simra Daf Nun Vav is a Shusher and Shul going, Nu Nu. So here goes. The Shusher, Shusher, that must be more in Daf. Nun Vav, a Shusher and Shul going, Nu Nu. The Shusher was agitated by the Nazir Metzora bemoaning his fate, that his days of a confirmed Tzaras do not count towards his long Naziris, which reminds us, after successfully challenging Rav Chissa's ruling, that the days of a Metzora can count towards a lengthy Naziris, Rav Ashi poses another challenge from a Brice which derives that a confirmed Metzora's days do not count towards his Naziris. If a Nazir declared Naziris in a cemetery, whose hair is fit for shaving at the end of his Naziris, because he does not shave for his Tumah, in Oinu Omin Aminyan, yet those days do not count for him, then confirmed days of a Metzora, whose hair is not fit for shaving at the end of his Naziris, since he must shave for his Tzaras, is it not certainly so? So the Shushu was agitated by the Nazir Metzora, bemoaning his fate that his days of confirmed Saras do not count towards his long Naziris, told the man next to him to shush, and only list the first and last names of the long list of teachers he was quoting, which reminds us, any teaching from a long line of sources, we say the first and last sources, but not the intermediate names. So the Shushu, who was agitated by the Nazir Metzora, bemoaning his fate that his days of confirmed Saras do not count towards his long Naziris, told the man next to him to shush, and only list the first and last names of the long list of teachers he was quoting. And then he went on to shush another who wanted to learn that a Nazir shaves on a Revias of blood from a Kal V'chomer from an Etzem Kesora, which reminds us Rabbi Akiva attempted to learn from an Etzem Kesora that a Revias of blood requires a Nazir to shave. When he presented his argument before Rabbi Yeshua, he responded, Yafa Marta El Ken Amru Halacha. You have spoken well, however, this is how the Halacha was said to Moshe at Har Sinai. The Gemara in the next off explains that since the requirement for a Nazir to shave based on bone tumor was taught as a Halacha of Moshe Sinai, other applications could not be derived from it, even through a Kal V'chomer. Daf Nun Zayin. So the symbol of Daf Nun Zayin is nose, and we use Pinocchio. So here goes. The puppet show that started with Pinocchio, that must mean we're on Daf Nun Zayin, nose. The puppet show that started with Pinocchio telling two Nazirim puppets that he saw one of them become Tameh, which reminds us the eighth parak addresses what is done in a case when there are two Nazirim and someone said, I saw one of you become Tameh, but I don't know which. How do they proceed to bring their karbanas? So the puppet show that started with Pinocchio telling two Nazirim puppets that he saw one of them become Tameh had a funny twist when he claimed that he was off in the distance as the tomb was thrown between them, which reminds us, the Gemara asks, why is this not a case of Suffolk tumah in Rishus Rabbim given the presence of the witness, which would make them three people? And the answer is, the case is speaking where the aide says, I saw tumah thrown between you, but was not near them, so it's considered that they were standing in Rishus Yachid. So, the puppet show that started with Pinocchio telling two Nazirim puppets that he saw one of them become Tameh had a funny twist when he claimed that he was off in the distance as the tomb was thrown between them, and ended sadly with Pinocchio's mother shaving his head and then burying him. Which reminds us, Gemara discusses disputes about cutting payas of a minor and a woman's cutting someone's payas. Ravuna holds that since a kafa is written near the prohibition to destroy one's beard, he darshans, koshi yeshua hashchasa, yeshua hakafa. Anyone who is subject to the prohibition to destroy their beard is subject to the prohibition to round the corners of their heads. Women who do not have the former prohibition are not subject to the prohibition of a kafa, even of a man's head. Ravada holds, echora maki ve'echora nika v'mashma. Both the one rounding and the one whose head is being rounded are implied by the prohibition, which teaches that wherever the one being shaved is exempt, such as a minor, it's permitted for an adult to perform the shaving. The Gemara relates how Rav Huna's wife, Chova, who cut her son's hair, ended up burying her sons. Daf Nun Ches. So the Simmer Daf Nun Ches is Noach Goldberg, the zookeeper. So here goes. Noach Goldberg, the hairy zookeeper. Noach Goldberg, the zookeeper. That must be on Daf Nun Ches. Noach Goldberg, the hairy zookeeper Metzora, who was thrown into the exotic animal cage when he mistakenly first shaved the corners of his head, which reminds us, Rava suggests that all Tanaim agree that completely shaving the head is permitted, but the first Tana interprets the Pasuk as allowing even shaving a Metzora in the forbidden manner, Kagon Shehikiv Ubasov Gilach, where he first rounded the corners and then shaved the entire head. This possibility is rejected since Reish Lakish taught that the Torah only allows for a lo sase to be overridden where there is no alternative. So Noach Goldberg, the hairy zookeeper Metzora, who was thrown at the exotic animal cage when he mistakenly first shaved the corners of his head, was finally released when a man came to shear wool to make tzitzes that can be used for both linen and wool begadim. Which reminds us of Machlokes, what tzitzes written near shatnez teaches is that an ase is doch a lo sase a tzitzes can be made from shatnez, or that wool and linen tzitzes exempt whether garment is of their type or another, whereas other tzitzes type exempt their own type of garment, but not another type. So Noach Goldberg, the hairy zookeeper Metzora, who was thrown into the exotic animal cage when he mistakenly first shaved the corners of his head, was finally released when a man came to shear wool to make tzitzes that can be used for both linen and wool begadim, only to find out that he was chayv malchus for shaving his armpits, which reminds us, Rav said, Mekel Adam Kogufa Matar, a man may shave his entire body with a razor, and it's not a violation of wearing a woman's garment. He was challenged from a braisa, a mavir besa shechu besa erva hari zeloka, one who removes armpit or pubic hairs incurs malchus. The Gemara answers that the braisa speaks of shaving with a razor, which is prohibited as dressing like a woman, and Rav spoke of one who cut with scissors, and Rav's intent was about cutting like a razor, but not with an actual razor. Daf Nun Tes. So the Simmer Daf Nun Tes is a knight. So here goes. The woman dressed as a hairy knight. Knight? That must mean we're on Daf Nun Tes. The woman dressed as a hairy knight in shining armor marching toward her husband, wearing woman's clothing, sitting amongst women, which reminds us, the Gemara brings three opinions about the prohibition of dressing like a woman and that a woman should not go out wearing weapons. So the woman dressed as a hairy knight in shining armor, marching toward her husband wearing woman's clothing, sitting amongst women, was approached by a Suffolk Tummy Nuzzer looking for someone to become a Nuzzer and help him out. Which reminds us, the next Mishnah continues the case of a pair of Nazirim, one who became Tame, Mace Echomehen, one of them died, and the remaining Nuzzer must be in Karbanos of both Tuma and Tahara. Masafik, Rabbi Yeshua says he should find someone willing to agree to following Nazir's conditions, and then proceeds to detail how the Karbanos should be brought. So the woman dressed as a hairy knight in shining armor, marching toward her husband wearing woman's clothing, sitting amongst women, was approached by a Suffolk Tummy Nuzzer looking for someone to become a Nuzzer and help him out, because he got too confused trying to bring his Karbanos piecemeal instead. Which reminds us, Ben Zoma rejects Rabbi Yeshua's approach. Who will agree to vow to be a Nuzzer opposite him and have to observe two terms out of doubt? Rather, he presents the way the Nuzzer should proceed to bring his Karbanos and stipulate certain conditions. Rabbi Yeshua objected because he said it emerges that he brings his Karbanos piecemeal. All right, so now it's time to conclude our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which Dafi Makos what tzitzis written near Shatnas teaches, one shot being that wool and linen tzitzis exempt whether a garment is of their type or of another that's on daf? Nun ches. Good. Number 2. Which daf did Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai explain to his Talmidim why a Nazir Tahor, who is Matzor, cannot have one shaving account for both obligations? That's on daf. Samach. Good. Number 3. Which daf did Makos about cutting payas of a minor and a woman's cutting someone's payas? That's on daf. Nun zayin. Good. Number 4. Which stuff do we discuss the Kapunas brought over 120 days by a Nazir who was possibly Tameh and possibly a Matsura after each of his 4 shavings? That's on daf. Samach. Good. Number 5. Which stuff do when the Rabbi Shua says that Ben Zoma's approach to how a Suffolk Tameh Nazir should bring his Karbanos would result in his bringing the Karbanos piecemeal? That's on daf. Nun test. Good. Number 6. Which daf do we have 3 alternative explanations brought in the machlokes regarding one who enters chutzgarz in a carriage, trunk, or closet? That's on daf. Nun hey. Good. Number 7. Which daf do we have 3 opinions about the prohibition of dressing like a woman, and we learn that a woman should not go out wearing weapons? That's on daf. Nun test. Good. Number 8. Which we learn about the karbanos brought if a nazir is possibly tamei and definitely a confirmed matzor, or possibly matzora and definitely tamei, or definitely both? That's on daf. Samach. Good. Number 9. Which of the Rabbi Yochanan said that one who removes armpit or pubic hair incurs malchus? That's on daf. Nun ches. Good. And number 10. Which of them in the case of two Nazirim is considered a Suffolk Tuma? Berushos Yachid, because the aide who saw the Tuma thrown was off in the distance? That's on daf. Nun zayin. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avram Goldham Zichu, wishing a great day and great learning.